our faith. The Lord replied, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who had just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, come here at once and take your place at the table? Would you not rather say to him, prepare supper for me, put on your apron, and serve me while I eat and drink? Later, you may eat and drink. Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, we are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Dear siblings in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And to our guests, our special friends, Kaur, Karabisha, Marafiki. Take it. Welcome, friends. Brothers and sisters, this is World Communion Sunday. And Christians around the world are celebrating the Lord's Day. What does that mean to us? That we are a worldwide communion. That we are a worldwide communion of the body of Christ. Habakkuk said, destruction and violence are before me, strife and contention, so the law becomes slack and justice never prevails. The wicked surround the righteous, therefore judgment comes forth perverted. Every night on the news. Am I right? This is not pie in the sky. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, everything will be fine. God sees injustice. God sees pain. God sees oppression. And so the end of Habakkuk reads, "For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end, and it does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them. But the righteous live by their faith." This is the faith, I think, that Jesus is talking about. Living by faith, moment by moment. Mustard seed-sized faith. When the world seems so big, when evil seems so big, when the problems of the world seem so big, Christians say, "I have a mustard seed and I know how to use it." Right? Because faith is not a work. You've been here for a while. What's the opposite of faith? Not doubt. Fear. The opposite of faith is fear. I have a mustard seed and I know how to use it. I defy you, fear. I defy you to take my faith away from me. Because my faith is grounded in Jesus Christ. And in Jesus Christ is all the hope. I used to do this in El Salvador. I would preach and I'd wait for a translator. Sometimes my mind goes here and sometimes it goes there, so bear with me. Your life doesn't get better the harder you try to believe in Jesus. Let go. Let go of fear and give it to Jesus. And let the doors open for God to make them open to something new. Faith is not a work. And that's something I think it takes many of us a lifetime to understand. And I know Martin Luther grappled with that a lot. How can I have enough faith? How can I possibly keep my soul unstained by sin? Maybe I can just spend all day confessing my sins. Until his father, confessor, said, "Go away, Martin, go do something." Or as my uncles would have said, "Go play in the streets." Because that's not going to make you holy. It's not going to make you whole. Sitting around confessing and worrying about whether you have enough faith. Faith is the confidence that God is with you. That you put your problems, your joys, your concerns, your everything into God's hands. And say, "Thank you, Lord. Do with me as you will. And help me hang on for the adventure that is a ride with you." God is indeed good. Some of you are curious, perhaps. Our guests today are a Congolese family and a husband and wife who are here to help translate for them. This family spent 10 years in a refugee camp before they were relocated to the Chicago area a year ago, July. I'm going to tell you how God provides. We're driving around town and everything is strange. I mean, look around. We are a very white congregation. But we went and we saw the schools, and we saw various businesses, and we saw an African market. And we went in, it was pouring, it was raining cats and dogs yesterday. When we went into this African market, and the market is very small. I mean, probably the size of in front of the pews here. And we go in, and they see some familiar foods, and that's lovely. But then our translator, Tina, starts talking to the shopkeeper. And they say a few words back and forth. And they realize they're from the same small village. They see the same dialect. The shop owner says, we are blood. Now, I don't know how providence works in your head, but I know God puts people together, and I just trust it at First Lutheran Church. Because God's doing it all the time. But I mean, I came from a farm that was outside a teeny tiny town in North Dakota. Population 7 was the town because everything was farmers around it, the grain elevator in town. Finding someone from your home village in the Congo, and this is not French-speaking Congo, this is a minority of Congolese in Galesburg. Finding someone who is kin in Galesburg, Illinois, would be like me going to Africa and finding someone who is from Bernstead, North Dakota. Be aware of all that God is doing, because God is doing all the time. And sometimes we take it for granted. But think about it. Think about your connections with godly people. People who are passionate for the ways of Jesus. How did they find your way? How did you find each other? We have a lot of stories in this little congregation. Imagine what God is doing worldwide. If we open our eyes and look to see, if we would have the faith of a mustard seed. Siblings in Christ, you have that. Faith is a gift, not a work. So you already have it. Lord, help my faith. Help me in my unbelief too. But mostly help me to see your glory and your love and your mercy and your grace all around me, every day. You have a mustard seed. You know how to use it.